The city was getting ready for Easter. Karl Ehrlich saw rows of white candles tipped with yellow flames in many windows. The snow was falling like flocks of great silent white moths, and the red roofs of the houses were packed with cotton. The winter had been long and hard, and still lingered in this last snow through which the scents and humid breath of spring could not yet come. Karl liked walking. He had left his car at home. He liked the feel of the snow against his face, the cold, bright wind of night filled with glittering and minute stars. He heard children's voices from somewhere, clear and thrilling. His feet left imprints in the snow. It seemed wrong to break that gentle whiteness. Windows filled with amber light shone out at him. He saw the white curtains, stiff with starch in preparation for the holidays. He could see people moving about inside the houses. Children with yellow plaited hair jumped up into their parents' arms for a goodnight kiss.